Page 12. Wearing my heart out on my unemployment sleeve, Vida Zavoli. Editor's note. Vida needs little introduction to most of you. An active member in the San Francisco chapter and a founding member of the Contra Costa chapter and recently appointed as chair of the technical operations group. If Vida is in a room, you know it. And the heart in her title is large and warm indeed. Page 13. After working for 28 years in the technology field in a variety of positions, I found myself unemployed in 2010. My employer at the time had given me a rare gift, the knowledge that my position was to be terminated 6 months before it happened. Armed with this information, I should have been pounding the proverbial pavement immediately. However, knowing that I had never had trouble finding a job before and that I knew lots of people in the industry, I simply glided along for those 6 months without a major plan. Well, the state of our economy at the time and the fact that I was now almost 50 years old should have hit me over the head, but sometimes the head would prefer to avoid reality. So on I went into the unemployment abyss, having to learn a new way of life. I'm writing this article to share with you what I learned during my 2 years of job hunting. Mainly, that just as important as finding a job is taking care of yourself while looking for one. Employment specialists, recruiters, and others in the field will undoubtedly have additional ideas. But free for nothing, you get my personal perspective. Page 14. Take from it what works best for you. I started with all of the usual suggestions. Sign up for all of the job search sites online. Apply for everything. Go to as many interviews as you can. Get an account on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and other sites. Keep a job-seeking journal. Network, network, network. After all, as the saying goes, looking for a job is a full-time job. Then, in sprucing up my resumes and cover letters, I kept in mind that what I've accomplished will always be a part of my success story, even those that did not appear in these documents. So I wrote an accomplishment list that I would review before interviews. These might include such items as taking courses that did not lead to certification or a degree, though they provided important knowledge, excelling in a sport, relocating, being a parent, volunteering to help start a program, do a fundraiser, or begin a new group. While filling out those options and applications and making changes to resumes for specific jobs, I had to fight the distractions at home, such as food, television, and all of those things that all of a sudden seem more interesting or important than what I was doing. Page 15. To avoid some of those distractions, try playing relaxing music in the background. Set up the computer in a part of the house where a door can be closed, where you may hear birds and so forth. Bring the laptop to a library, cafe, or other space away from home. Store the information on a thumb drive and use another computer at a local agency. Well, by this point, I was spending way too much time being cooped up, so I decided that once a day I had to get outdoors. It could be something as simple as grocery shopping or taking a ride on public transit. Tasks such as volunteering time and joining groups are also a means of getting outdoors while contributing to the community at the same time. Some ideas are volunteer in the community, such as a library, church, consumer organization, and so forth. Attend city hall meetings. Attend courses or seminars to keep updated in your field or just to have fun. Join groups to improve a craft, such as dancing, knitting, and so on. Get involved in a sport. Now it was time to make changes in my life due to change in income. Page 16. Don't worry, be happy. Everything will turn out okay. Trust the universe. All good mantras. But I realized that these things don't occur independent of me. I had to make it happen. Instead of eating out on Friday nights, my husband and I began playing Scrabble games and making popcorn. Consider the following. Creating a weekly/monthly budget. What's required? electricity, gas, water, heating, groceries, guide dog expenses, and so on. What can you do without? Cable, two phone numbers, Netflix, farmer's market? Consider eating out less, buying during sales, attending inexpensive functions, free entertainment, sailing, concerts, festivals. Along with getting outdoors, it was time to set additional goals for myself. Here was a perfect time to stop making excuses and begin doing those things I convinced myself I didn't have time for when I was working. I got a guide dog, lost weight, began exercising, took the course to get my NLS Braille transcription certification, slowly cleaned out the clothes closet and gave to shelters. I found consulting work, which, although temporary, still afforded me some helpful monetary resources. Page 17. Preparing for an interview is a big task. Besides some of the general considerations, such as what to wear, how do I get there, and what do I bring, come the responsibilities of reviewing the employer's website, thinking of questions for the interviewer, and reviewing notes from other interviews. I created a to-do list for an interview, including what to do when the interview was over, such as writing a thank you note and jotting down my impressions of what was different on this interview from others. I could then review these notes before another interview. Even after doing all of this, my mental power started to wane. I had to figure out what energized me. I began doing my best to keep body and mind strengthened by creating a list of small, inexpensive, or free treats as rewards for work goals completed, resisting sitting in front of the computer all day, finding a buddy to check in with every week, surrounding myself with people who encouraged me and were honest. But inevitably, the big monster called depression finally came along. Now I had the choice to either view it as the enemy or motivator. The enemy tells me that I'll never find a job since employers are receiving 500 resumes for the one I applied for. Page 18. I've had too many rejections. Those darn applications online take me too long to complete. I get very few or no return phone calls or emails. I'm embarrassed to write unemployed on medical office and other applications. I have no money to take a vacation. My friends that currently have a job have stepped back. Family doesn't understand. This can all cause physical discomfort as well as mental. Allow yourself to express your feelings in the comfort of your own space. Depression, the motivator, can be used to fuel you. Call those people who make you laugh, join a support group, or see a counselor. Read an exciting book, sing and dance along to music, cook a good meal, garden, spend time with pets, sit outside in the sun, go to the park. I began keeping a gratitude journal to remind myself of all I have to be thankful for. Even writing just three things a day was helpful. This journal also contained my negative feelings, but I wouldn't let them outweigh the positive. Along with depression came the feeling of lack of fulfillment. This feeling can be strong when people in your house leave for work every morning, or maybe when someone else is frequently offering to pay for your meal. Find a way to contribute. Do the shopping or laundry. Be the organizer of outings. Propose inexpensive functions. Page 19. Think of what skills you have to barter with. The big challenge was taking stock once a month. In this review, I needed to be honest with myself. This is not something I would need to share with anyone else. I asked myself, where am I in my job search? Did I acquire more skills? Am I getting out of the house? How many jobs have I applied for? Have I joined a group or volunteered my time? What changes have occurred in my life? What new items can be added to my resume or cover letter? What accomplishments have I made? Where am I now? I have recently signed a one-year contract with Oracle, Inc. to evaluate and test software for accessibility. Even though this job is part-time and does not offer benefits, it is steady work and a good opportunity to network internally, build my skills, and have a good name on my resume. The hope is that this will become a full-time job. Being unemployed frequently conjures up frightening times ahead. Use creativity and challenge to take care of yourself.